Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
So I haven't recorded in a while. Today is August 2nd, 2025. Or is it August 3rd? I think it's August 3rd. I have surpassed the 1 year mark of my mom's passing. And in some ways, I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And in other ways, life is not as exciting without my mom, without my buddy. I think I said this before. I had to realize, or it came up maybe in a meditation or in one of the unravelings of all of this, that so much of what I was trying to do, so much of the striving of my life was to fulfill this promise that I made to my mom when I was a little girl. I had such big dreams. And you know what? A lot of them have actually come true. But the one thing I really wanted to do was to buy my mom a house, take my mom around the world. And I felt so ashamed that I wasn't able to do that. I was able to take her on trips and things like that, but I wasn't able to really buy her a home because she didn't want to leave the home that she was in. Walking through the world without parents is not for the faint of heart. Especially when they were so present in my life. They were such big figures in my life. Like, all I really had was my parents. It was my parents and me. Me and them. My entire life. And now they're gone. And I'm in a foreign country. Part of me feels like my mom died and I ran away from home. And part of me feels like it was the absolute best thing I could have done. And part of me feels like, do I need to go back to the United States? And part of me feels like I never want to go back to the United States. And part of me feels like, who's going to watch my cat while I travel? There's just so many things that feel loose still. And I think it's because we didn't prepare for this. You know? Like when my mom would say, I'm not going to be here, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of set out of anger. Like, oh, you're going to miss me one day, you know? But it wasn't ever like a sit down and like, I'm going to die. And you're going to be alone. And these are the things that happened when my mom died. And this is how it impacted me. It's literally like, and maybe this is the thing, right? It's like, last year, we were living life, and then she got this diagnosis, and she was gone 4 months later. There was no time to plan. It's like one day she was here and this horrible time happened in between and then she was gone. No closure. No final words. No goodbye. Nothing. Nothing. No will. No wishes. No, this is my favorite song to play at the funeral. No, I want to be buried or I want to be cremated. Nothing. Just gone. And I really think that's the hardest part. Is that there was no cushion. So many of us don't get a cushion. We just have to respond. And I don't think I'll ever get over it. This is literally And I've been abused. You know, I've been assaulted sexually. I've been bullied. And this is the worst thing that I've ever been through in my life. And just because I get up every day and do the things that I have to do does not mean that my life is broken without my mom. And I am utterly devastated. And I wish that I lived somewhere where people actually treated people like they've been through a major fucking loss. Selfishly. Like, I wish I lived in a country where there were rituals around grieving, you know? And I've had so many people at this point on the show talk about this, but it's like, my fucking mom died. And life just goes on, just like when other people's parents die or people's children die. Life just goes on, you know? We just keep going. I don't know. The amount of energy just to do anything, just to make it through the day, is staggering and astounding. But it is getting a little better. I do have beautiful days at the lake and bicycle riding, but a part of me is gone. And so the adventure goes on. You know? And I think when you're perceived as strong, people treat you that way. And I think there's so little empathy for Black women and what we carry. I just look forward to a day when it's not like this anymore.